Democratic Massachusetts U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren and Republican challenger Jeff Deal engaged in a lively debate Sunday night in Springfield. Warren repeatedly linked Deal with Donald Trump and criticized Republican policies on several issues, including taxes, Social Security, and health care.
Look, the way I see it, the house is on fire. And Mr. Deal wants to go to Washington to be a cheerleader for Donald Trump, to defend him when he makes ugly slurs, and to embrace every one of his dangerous policies.
Deal, a state legislator from Whitman who was the Massachusetts state chairman of Trump's 2016 campaign, accused Warren of setting her sights on running for president in 2020 and ignoring her constituents in Massachusetts.
Well, I think we've seen again that my opponent is fixated on Donald Trump. She's fixated on the White House and not your house. And that's what I want to do, work for the people of Massachusetts. I'll say it again. I want to be your full-time senator, something that she won't even commit to.
Throughout the hour-long debate, no matter what topic was raised by moderator Kerry Saldo of WGBY-TV, Warren almost always managed to invoke Trump's name. The senator, who's seeking re-election to a second term, said she'd been working to find permanent housing in western Massachusetts for Puerto Rican families forced to leave the island by Hurricane Maria. She contrasted that with the Trump administration's response to the disaster.
Donald Trump's response to a disaster relief was to throw rolls of paper towels at people in Puerto Rico. Donald Trump's response was to give himself an A and claim that only a handful of people were killed in the disaster instead of the actual number of people. And where is Mr. Deal every time? He's there to cheer Donald Trump on.
For his part, Deal said Warren was not a full-time senator for Massachusetts, pointing to her frequent political travels out of state. He said Warren is a polarizing politician.
Senator Warren herself is one of the main reasons that we have this lack of dialogue, this poisonous political environment down there. I want to be a different voice. I have not acted like that up on Beacon Hill.
Asked about an issue that gets a lot of attention in western Massachusetts, the prospect of bringing high-speed rail between Boston and Springfield, Warren called it one of her priorities, along with expanding broadband internet in the Berkshires.
But here's the problem again. The Republicans have given away $1.5 trillion to the most profitable corporations, to billionaires. And so when they talk about, oh yeah, they've got some infrastructure plan, turns out it's not real. It's all smoke and mirrors.
Deal, who led a ballot initiative campaign a few years ago that led to repeal of inflation-indexed automatic increases in the Massachusetts gasoline tax, said a more efficient use of state revenue could help pay for east-west rail.
Well, look, I know about infrastructure. When we did the gas tax ballot question in 2014, we knew exactly where a lot of money was going and where it should have been going and where too much money was going. In fact, in Massachusetts, we're number two to New Jersey for what we spend to maintain our roads. And so when we want to build rail, we need to have the money available and not waste it in other areas.
The two found a rare issue of agreement on, of all things, marijuana. Both said they thought the federal government should not interfere with states that have legalized marijuana.
You know, I think this is a states' rights issue. I think that Massachusetts voters spoke very clearly when they legalized not only medicinal marijuana, but also recreational marijuana.
Senator Warren, for you, do you see a need to make sure that the federal government isn't going to interfere in this process?
Absolutely, I see a need for the federal government to be held off from interfering.
Midway through the debate, there was a brief interruption when a handful of supporters of Shiva Iyadurye rose in the audience to protest the independent candidate's exclusion from the debate.
Massachusetts in Washington. Excuse me, I'll remind you, sir, that we've asked you to be quiet.
Speaking with reporters after the forum, Warren repeatedly would not commit to serving out a full six-year term if she wins re-election on November 6th.
I am working for the people of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. I need allies. I have gone around trying to get more people elected.
Deal, in his post-debate comments, said it should be obvious Warren has national political ambitions.
I think it's pretty clear to everybody she wants to run for president. She actually admitted it and stopped misleading the people of Massachusetts about 3 weeks ago when she said she'd take a hard look.
Both Warren and Deal scheduled campaign events in western Massachusetts for Monday. The Republican was scheduled to greet people at a donut shop in Southwick, tour a business in Agawam, and hold a press conference in Springfield. Warren was scheduled to appear along with Democratic gubernatorial candidate Jake Gonzalez at a rally on the University of Massachusetts Amherst campus to promote Monday's start of the 2-week early voting period in the state. A final debate between Warren and Deal is scheduled on October 30th in Boston. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.